Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew's gospel today is rich in imagery and symbolism. Before my reflection in recent weeks, this passage always reminded me of a conversation that my father had with me when I was quite young, and as he realized he was dying and would not be around for my family much longer. I was 13 years old and my brother 10. I don't recall how the conversation started or how long my father had been talking, but these words grabbed my attention. I will not be with you much longer. He then somehow told us that he soon would no longer be able to discipline or teach us, to prevent us from making bad decisions, such as hurting ourselves or each other. There were tears in his eyes, a sad smile on his face, and love in his expression. As a parent myself, I doubt that I could ever have the strength or wisdom to share as Dad did with us on that day. This image has stayed with me and guided me. This is what my father told us, to the best that I can recall. He said, I want you to imagine that I am holding one end of a very long string and that you hold the other. That whenever you feel you're about to get in trouble or make a bad choice, that I am there and I will give you a tug back on that string. When you need to do your homework, I'll give a little tug. And when you need me to give you a kiss goodnight or a hug, you can give me a pull. This way, we can always feel as though we are together. I'm sure that I did cry some on that day. I was frightened by those words and his emotions. I know that he had cancer and was sick and weak, but I do not think that I had any idea or understood for a very long time how those words would stay with me and comfort me all of my life. My father had provided me with a moral compass, his gentle guidance and companionship long after he was gone. Similarly, Jesus attempted over and over again to prepare the disciples for when he would no longer be with them. I believe this is such a passage. Jesus' attempt to prepare his followers, give them tools for a lifetime and for our lives as well. This paragraph happens to be sandwiched between Jesus' revelation and description of his relationship to the Father. He was growing in his wisdom of what God wanted for us. Today's gospel is followed then by the story of Jesus being reprimanded by the Pharisees for plucking grain and working on the Sabbath. In the Old Testament, the symbol of the yoke was used as a rabbinical metaphor for the joyful task of obedience to the Torah. Jesus' yoke, however, does not require that we reject the law, but he reinterpreted it, or he reinterprets it for us. Jesus points out a distinction. Human need over Sabbath observance points us to human need over adherence to the law. The short paragraph of this gospel begins with the words, come to me, recalling similar passages in Sirach of the Old Testament. This could be interpreted as a command, come, or an invitation. I like to think of it as a ladder. He invites all of his followers, but especially those who are burdened. The yoke represented images from the Old Testament of slavery, yokes that were quite heavy and made of iron. Jesus clarifies for us that the burdened are those enslaved and those who labor. Today we may feel enslaved to our jobs or to unfair wages, burdened by bills we cannot pay due to loss of employment. We may feel overwhelmed by family problems or loss of a loved one. Jesus shares these burdens by carrying the yoke of the cross upon his shoulders. The image of the yoke may not carry much meaning for us today. Personally, I have seen a yoke used in practice only one time on an oxen team. Two work animals are yoked together. Two can obviously do more than one and carry a greater load. A stronger animal is often paired with a weaker. One older can be paired with one younger, both to train the young, but also to strengthen the weaker. The greater helping to preserve the ability and dignity of the lesser. Thus the image, while of Christ helping to carry our burdens, also represents that we are called to shoulder each other's burdens as members of the body of Christ. Jesus reveals that God will provide for us the promise of rest and comfort from the burden of work in the kingdom that we all assume in today's world. It is a reciprocal invitation. God provides for us, but it requires something of us. We are provided with this strength by God. He tells us if we are meek and humble of heart, we will become closer to God, who is the source of our strength and the one who shoulders our burdens. I said earlier that as a parent, I doubted that I could ever have the strength or wisdom to share as my father did with me and my brother on that day. This gospel tells us that through God, we can all be provided with just such strength and gentle compassion.